Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
The Astros are hot, really hot of late, winning six of the last seven series and putting themselves right back into the thick of things, at least in the American League. Couple games under 500 at this point. Game back, the wild card. Couple games back in the division of the Mariners. I believe they're behind the Mariners and the Rangers, if memory serves me. But boy, they are hot right now. They just won a series versus the Rays, which is a many believe to be a litmus test, kind of where the Astros can land. Are they just beating up on bad teams, or are they a team that could really make noise amongst the best that the American League has to offer? Well, they've made some noise. They, in this run of six, winning six of the last seven series, one of those series was against the Guardians, who were hot at the time. And at least above 500, and the Rays were the hottest team, I believe, in the American League on a eight game win streak when the series started. One game won versus the Astros, nine game win streak. I believe they were the best team in the American League at the time, and the Astros took care of business. They dropped game one, which was a low scoring duel. Spencer Arrighetti needed a good outing and got a good outing. They lost that game. I believe, what was it, 3-1?
3-1.
It was a 1-1 ball game when I turned it on late, and then it kind of came unraveled in that late in the game. I believe they gave up a home run and then kind of a careless couple of runs, but lost 3-1. Spencer Arrighetti, Hunter Brown, then comes his start in the rotation, and the wheels come off of him after four innings. Gives up seven runs, six earned. But the Astros bats came to play. Yordan Alvarez hits a bomb in the bottom of nine to walk this thing off. Yordan Alvarez had six RBIs on America's birthday. Happy birthday, America, from Yordan Alvarez. He is having an unbelievable season, obviously. And then, Peter.
Peter Lambert, baby.
Oh, Peter Lambert, man. He goes out and Peter Lambert fashion, pitches a gem. And it ends up, Astros end up winning a series, taking two of three. They're 27-19 since May 15. They're hot right now. They are back in the thick of things. And as I mentioned in the tease, Bajani, and nobody knows this better than you. I know you're up on it and you're on top of it. The Astros are hot. They've got back to, at least they're relevant at this point in time. And the trade deadline, we're inside a month of the trade deadline. So this is what we've talked about for a couple of weeks now, is good or bad. Let's hope the Astros go one direction where it's clear. Not talking about the boy band, Tyler. I'm talking about they go one direction or
nah,
the other.
They suck, bro. I'm all in sync all day.
My bad. I didn't
the
mean to
real
disrespect
ones.
You.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't mean to disrespect
innuendo
you.
Innuendo with the boy bands.
Being dead board. Serious. Too.
But we asked the Astros go one direction or the other to give us a little bit of clarity on what the approach to the trade deadline should be, and they've done that, man. Like I said, they've 27-19 since May 15. They've got back to relevance here in the American League, here definitely in the division. Sean, I think the big question is here now, and there are reports out there that, you know, about how aggressive the Astros might or might not be at the trade deadline, but there are recent reports out there that they could be interested in a couple of big-time starters that are believed to be available at the trade deadline.
Tarik Skubal's the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
And Sonny Gray. I feel like Sonny Gray, who's, geez, like 36, 37 years old now, I believe. I feel like the Astros have been tied to him about five different times over the course of the last decade in his career. But he's 10-1 with a bad baseball team this year in the Boston Red Sox. 2.61 ERA. Sonny Gray's really good. And that one is actually one of the ones that make more sense to me. But ultimately, like, it's far less about, okay, who are the Astros potentially being linked to here? Skubal, Gray, Sandy Alcantara, like whoever. I don't care. We know the Astros need better starting pitching. We know they need help in the outfield. And we know we'd like to get another high leverage arm in the bullpen. I don't know that the Astros are going to get all three. But if you had to only get two, you'd probably choose starting pitching and a pertinent bat in the outfield. Ultimately, the question is, what is it going to take to make that happen?
Yeah, I mean, is any of this stuff you're talking about even doable for the Astros?
And that's the part that I don't know. You know, the conversation that I've heard over the course of the last couple of weeks and even had with Patrick at night on Area 45, it's wide-ranging. But here recently, when you throw Skubal's name out, right, that is, one, a rental. If you're the Astros, what are you giving up for an elite arm in the front of your rotation that is a rental that is going to be here for 12, 13, 14 starts and beyond, maybe in the postseason? Who knows? What are you giving up? Don't talk to me about giving up guys like Peter Lambert and Jeremy Pena. What are you doing? If you're giving up things that you actually need for somebody that is better at one position, are you getting better? Are you really getting better? That's how I kind of perceive that. Okay, well, how else are you going to get Skubal? You don't have any top prospects? Well, everybody's got top prospects. It's beauty in the eye of the beholder. What do the Detroit Tigers see that would benefit them?
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep. It's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, to give up a guy like Tarik Skubal for maybe a lost season on their part. Do they care about your number one, two, three, four, five prospect on the farm system? I don't know. But if that's what it would take, if that's what it could take, yep. I'm all in. Because you tell me the last time a prospect that the Astros gave up amounted to a hill of beans over the course of at least the last decade. I'm worried about dudes that are contributing here right now and that could contribute here and right now to help you get another World Series. You know, a bunch of 19 and 20-year-olds in the farm system, I don't care about those guys right now. And if you're taking the very best of what is a bad bunch in a farm system to get one of the elite arms for 70 games the rest of this season, I'm in. I'll do it.
Yeah.
But don't talk to me about giving up no Peter Lambert and Jeremy Pena and Christian Walker and Isak Paredes. We could talk about giving up those guys if, in fact, you deem this a lost season and you're punting on it. But the Astros are a game out of the wild card. They're a game and a half out of the lead in the division right now. This is a rebirth of a season, I think, if we're having these conversations about Sonny Grays and Tarik Skubal.
Yeah, it is an interesting conversation to me because when I'm with you, when I start hearing the conversation about Pena and even Peter Lambert or, you know, anybody that right now, if you subtract from this team to add to this team, you're not – I mean, I don't know that you're gaining much ground.
What are you really adding?
Yeah, I don't know that. I mean, I get it. You're adding an elite arm, but if it's a rental, then it doesn't make a whole lot of sense this year. Now, unfortunately, the Carlos Correa injury really put you in a bad spot, because if he were still healthy, if he were healthy and playing well, then I could see where you'd have that additional infielder that you could move and maybe bring in an arm and go that route. But this, where you are right now, that seems to me, again, I'm just a casual fan, I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but it seems to me that it would be a little bit silly to move a something right now that's producing for you to bring in something that you hope to produce for you. Even though it's the best arm in baseball, unless you plan on keeping him long term, I don't know that really helps.
I think Correa was the linchpin that allowed you to go one or two ways. Yeah. If in fact this would turned out to be a lost season ahead of the deadline, or a season in which you could really be significant buyers. Because if you had a healthy Carlos Correa, you could capitalize on the resurgence of Christian Walker.
Yeah.
Deal him. Paredes becomes your new first baseman. Correa plays third. Jeremy's at short. And what does Walker ultimately bring you? Probably not a frontline starter, but he might bring you a high leverage arm in the bullpen. He might give you a little bit of a bump in the outfield in terms of production, or at least something better than you've constantly experimented and failed with ultimately in Joey Loperfido and in Jake Myers, both of which you don't have to worry about for the time being because they're now triple A's.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.